WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, gather round. This is Taylor Reed, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering the morning chaos and slaying the day with a cool head and a calm heart. Ever feel like you're stuck in a communication loop with your loved ones? You know that feeling words get twisted, intentions misinterpreted, and suddenly everyone's playing tug-of-war with their emotions. It's a recipe for relationship drama, right? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the superpower of emotional intelligence in relationships. Because let's be real, folks, understanding our own emotions and those around us is like having a secret weapon when it comes to navigating the messy, beautiful world of connection. We'll unpack some practical tips, sprinkle in some relatable stories, trust me, you've been there, and leave you feeling empowered to build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Ready to level up your emotional game? Let's go. First things first, we gotta understand what emotional intelligence actually means. It's not just about being a super sensitive flower, though empathy is definitely key. Emotional intelligence is all about recognizing, understanding, and managing our own emotions, as well as having the skills to navigate the emotional landscape of others. Think of it like this. You're learning to read a complex map, but instead of mountains and rivers, we're talking about feelings. Now, picture this. You're in a heated discussion with your partner. Instead of reacting impulsively and throwing out hurtful words, you take a deep breath and try to understand what's truly driving their anger. Maybe they're feeling stressed from work, or maybe there's something deeper going on. By actively listening and trying to see things from their perspective, you can diffuse the situation and move towards a more productive conversation. Here's another game changer. Self-awareness. Seriously, knowing your emotional triggers is like having a cheat code in relationships. Do certain topics tend to set you off? Are there specific behaviors that make you feel disrespected or unheard? Once you identify your emotional patterns, you can start to manage them better and prevent unnecessary conflicts. Think about it, if you know you get triggered when someone interrupts you, maybe next time you'll politely ask them to hold their thoughts until you finish speaking. You've just mastered the art of proactive communication. And remember, folks, it's not always easy to be self-aware. It takes practice and a willingness to face our own imperfections. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Speaking of rewards, let's talk about empathy, the ability to truly understand and share the feelings of others. Empathy isn't just about saying I'm sorry, it's about actively listening, validating your emotions, and showing genuine care. Ever had a friend confide in you about a really tough situation? The power of simply listening without judgment can be incredibly healing. You don't have to offer solutions sometimes, the best thing you can do is just show up and be present. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your partner comes home after a long, stressful day at work. They are feeling drained and irritable, snapping at you for seemingly no reason. Instead of reacting defensively or giving them the silent treatment, you take a step back and say something like, "Hey, I know things have been rough at work lately. Is there anything I can do to help?" See what happened there? You acknowledged their feelings, showed empathy, and offered support without being judgmental. That's emotional intelligence in action. So, how do we bring this whole emotional intelligence thing into our daily lives? Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Self-awareness, emotional regulation, empathy, communication skills, they're your secret weapons for building stronger relationships. Practice active listening, try to understand different perspectives, and always strive to communicate with kindness and respect. The bottom line is this. Building healthy relationships takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. By developing our emotional intelligence, we can create deeper connections, navigate conflict more effectively, and cultivate a sense of genuine happiness and fulfillment. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. What's one takeaway that resonated with you? What's one small step you can take today to boost your emotional intelligence in your relationships? Let's keep this conversation going. After all, we're all in this together. Remember, folks, starting strong and staying calm is a journey, not a destination. But with each little win, each mindful interaction, and each act of empathy, we're moving closer to creating a world filled with genuine connection and understanding. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.